Verse 17, and he said unto him, well, thou good servant, because thou hast been faithful in very little, have thou authority over 10 cities. See, you don't need Minecraft. You don't need all these other video games. You can actually rule 10 cities. This is the best video game right here. The only difference is it's not a game. And it's not a video. It's real life.
Amen.
You know, if you work for God, you're faithful to Him, you're steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, the Bible says that, guess what? We're going to rule over 10 cities one day. If we're faithful. You know, then you can do all the wandering you want. And look at all of God's creation. And you know what? It's completely approved of the Lord. But what do we have today? No, I'm not satisfied with that. I want to stick to the fake world. And what they'll often say is this. They made a poll. They said, well, why do you guys like to play video games? And they said this. Because it's a way to escape.
Yep.
Escape what? You're not. You're in your room. Where are you going? You're delusional. You're not going anywhere. And if the power goes out, you're for sure not going anywhere. But that's what they say. They're like, I just want to, it's escapism. You're trying to escape reality. You know, life's really not that bad. Life's great. Better than hell.
Amen.
You know, especially if you're saved, man, life's great. There's a lot of great things that happen in life. A lot of enjoyable things. Look, yesterday we had a great time, you know. Fellowshipping with the brethren, it was awesome. There's enjoyable things in life, not just being solitary, you know, by yourself in front of a screen trying to escape reality. You know why you're trying to escape reality? It's because you're a failure in life. Okay? You're a loser is what you are.
Right.
What should I do? Throw away the video games.
Amen.
Get some purpose in life and be a real success in God's eyes. Okay?